This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Koyang. Ahead of the monsoon session of parliament, the government today held an all-party meeting to ensure smooth functioning of both the houses of parliament. The meeting was convened by the government to seek cooperation from opposition parties for the smooth conduct of the session. Floor leaders of different political parties representing the Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha attended the meeting. Union Minister and Leader of the House in Rajya Sabha, Jagat Prakash Nadda, chaired the meeting, in which Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, Ministers of State for Parliamentary Affairs Arjun Ram Meghwal and Dr. L. Murugan were present. The monsoon session begins from tomorrow and will continue till 21st of August. Talking to media after the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said coordination between government and opposition is needed for smooth conduct of business.
कई अहम मुद्दे हैं जिस पे सब पार्टी ने अपना विचार रखा है कि सदन में चर्चा होना चाहिए तो हम तो खुले दिल से चर्चा के लिए तैयार हैं नियम के तहत और परंपरा के तहत हम चलते हैं हम नियम और परंपरा को बहुत अहमियत देते हैं इसलिए हर विषय को चर्चा करेंगे लेकिन नियम और परंपरा के तहत सरकार की ओर से हम लोग ने सारा पॉइंट्स नोट किए हैं हमने ये रिक्वेस्ट किया है कि सदन अच्छा से चले इसके लिए पक्ष और विपक्ष मिलकर के हमको काम करना होगा आपस में कोऑर्डिनेशन अच्छी तरह से रखना होगा
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-nation visit to the United Kingdom and Maldives from Wednesday. In the first leg, the Prime Minister will visit UK from 23rd to 24th July at the invitation of his UK counterpart, Keir Starmer. During the visit, Prime Minister Modi will hold wide-ranging discussions with Prime Minister Starmer on the entire gamut of India-UK bilateral relations. They will also exchange views on issues of regional and global importance. In the second leg, Prime Minister Modi will be on a two-day visit to Maldives from 25th of this month on the invitation of the Maldives President, Dr. Mohamed Muizhu. He will be the guest of honor at the celebrations of the 68th anniversary of the independence of Maldives. During the visit, he will meet the Maldives President and hold discussions on issues of mutual interest. India is developing a multi-stage malaria vaccine candidate named Edfalcivax. The vaccine aims to provide protection against human infection while also reducing vector-borne community transmission of the parasite. Edfalcivax is the first indigenous recombinant chimeric malaria vaccine specifically designed to target the parasite responsible for the most lethal form of malaria. The Indian Council of Medical Research, in partnership with the Department of Biotechnology, National Institute of Immunology, is currently developing this malaria vaccine candidate. Vice Chairman of Niti Aayog, Suman Berry, has attributed India's progress across various sustainable development goals to a dual strategy of robust social safety nets and growth-oriented reforms. Speaking at a high-level side event titled SDGs, Keeping Up with the Momentum for Agenda 2030, hosted by India's permanent mission to the UN in collaboration with Niti Aayog, at United Nations headquarters in New York, Mr. Berry noted that 240 million Indians exited multidimensional poverty between 2013-14 and 2022-23. He added, during the same period, social protection coverage more than doubled. Union Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports Mansukh Mandavia led the Fit India Sundays on Cycle campaign at Banaras Hindu University in Varanasi today. The Union Minister said all educational institutions have conveyed the message of Nasha Mukti through Sundays on Cycles in more than 6,000 places. In Punjab, the last rites of the world-renowned all-day marathon runner, Fauja Singh, were performed with state honors at his native village Bias in Jalandhar district this afternoon. Punjab Governor Gulab Chand Kataria and Chief Minister Bhagwan Singh Mann were among those who have bid the final adieu to the legendary marathoner. The India Meteorological Department has forecast the likelihood of very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places over coastal Karnataka today. Forecast of heavy to very heavy rainfall has also been made for several areas in southern states, north, northwest and northeastern regions, as also in Chhattisgarh, Goa, Lakshadweep, Madhya Maharashtra, Odisha, Saurashtra, Kutch and Telangana today. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.